is a Process of Decisions podcast. This is Trent Thomas, your recovery peer support specialist. And tonight's episode is entitled, What is Living Life on Life's Terms in Recovery? In life, everything has a beginning, middle, and an end. With this is the realization that as we go through life, we inevitably learn. We learn what to and what not to do. We learn from our own experience or from the experience of others we come in contact with or hear about. The actual learning from others' experience is what defines the method employed by 12-step programs the world over. As each member speaks their truth, they reveal their experiences on what worked or didn't work in their lives. In essence, their life is the product on display of life on life's terms. Most often, we learn more from our mistakes than our successes. This is true for learning from the experience of others as well. When someone shares their most embarrassing truth of committed mistakes, they are revealing a teachable moment of what to and what not to do. Their truth becomes a gift of truth. Since God is truth, this truth is a gift from God. God's truth messages man into following the truth that comes from God. A spiritual path based on truth frees one from the path of lies. Addiction is a lie. It is, in fact, a method of self-deception, where we deceive ourselves into following a path of darkness away from any spiritual light. This self-deception utilizes shame and guilt as rope to bind us into the continuation of this self-maximization of addictive behavior. Thus, the world of lies we create to support the falsehood of addiction can only be overcome with truth, the truth that comes from God, commonly entitled a spiritual awakening. With life, as with all creations on this planet, everything is circular. A wise man once said, what was will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. We also understand this life is hills and valleys, a consistent struggle. With this, much of what we go through is repetitive and thus can be planned on. In summer, we have heat, so we invest in air conditioning. In winter, we have cold, so we invest in heating systems. In life, we have sickness and death. Therefore, we plan and prevent. We eat healthy and exercise to stay the advent of sickness, and we invest in life insurance for the eventuality of death. We must also plan for the common occurrences of life. Cars break down. Bad things happen to good people every day. Family members and those we love and care about get sick and die. Jobs come to an end. For things we play a part in, we can make better decisions to stem the cause. For things beyond our control, we plan for the possibilities. For all the things beyond our control, we apply faith in a power greater than ourselves to direct, guide, and protect us. With the hills of life, we should know they are heading our way, and prudent planning should be a part of our daily agenda. We should never be so distraught over an event of life that we decide on running from dealing with it by resorting to drugs and alcohol. We know that recovery mandates striving to do better every day. This entails using lessons from yesterday as teachable moments or the foundation of making better decisions today. Life is circulatory. What happened yesterday will, in fact, rear its head again. With the disease of addiction, triggers and temptations will always be forthcoming. Knowing this avails you the opportunity to plan accordingly. If you know how you will handle these triggers by either avoiding them or setting a plan of action to evade them, they will not have mastery over you. By turning your triggers into testimony, rewinding the clock, and replaying the dismay caused by following the lie of addiction, you put that trigger into the book of testimony. Sustained recovery happens when you plan your life with the full understanding that nothing new happens under the sun. You make possible the promise that you will never have to live the unproductive and unmanageable life of your past. You can permanently relegate that addiction-riddled existence to the trash heaps of a time gone by. Living life on life's terms involves planning for the inevitable and placing absolute faith in the God of your understanding to guide and protect you for all the many things beyond your control. In this life, we all are under the will of God. It is His play. We all are but players in a production He produces and directs. We all must just play our part. This is Trent Thomas on Recovery is a Process of Decisions podcast. Please leave your enriching comments on transnetrecover.com/podcast. And be sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram, #TransnetRecover. Thank you.